Well, it's time to visit with America's favorite nutritionist and dietitian, Dawn Jackson Blattner. She's an author. She maintains a website, because you told her to, called DawnJacksonBlattner.com. On Instagram, she's at DJ Blattner. Dawn, how are you? Welcome back to our show.
Hey, thank you. You know, this is my favorite time of the week, so thanks for having me.
I'm not alone when I say I really enjoy our conversations. I always say Dawn will make you feel good about the food you eat. And yet she's giving you practical, useful advice. And I'm looking at a picture that looks like you sound. Here's this attractive woman with a big smile, and it says, "Eat this to have younger cells. Hint, it's fiber." Are you wearing glasses in this picture, or are you holding something up?
Yeah, actually, those are star glasses. They are very lightly tinted, but they're in the shape of a star. And yes, that was my, clickbait, I guess you could call it, of eat this to have younger self. I read the coolest research study, and I was like, oh my gosh, I have to tell everybody about it. So this research study was in the journal Nutrients, and they looked at 5,674 people, okay? And they said, what are you people eating? And then they measured something cool, which is called a telomere. And a telomere is basically on all of our chromosomes. And if it's really long, it means that cell is young and vibrant and healthy. And if this telomere is really short, it means it's old and probably going to die. And we want young, healthy, vibrant cells. So anyway, they looked at all these people, what they're eating, and then they looked at their telomere length. And oh my gosh, this was the coolest thing. The researchers found that when people were eating a high fiber diet, not even that high. I mean, it was 19-ish grams a day of fiber versus the people who were only eating about 9 grams of fiber. Their cells acted 5 years younger just by having more fiber-rich foods in their diet. And I was like, okay, that's pretty cool. But here's where I lost my nerd marbles at this point. I was like, I can't believe this. This is the next thing they found, that adding just 2 grams of fiber a day helped their cells act 6 months younger. 2 grams is like, could you add a half of an apple today? That's all. Two tiny, tiny, tiny increase in fiber started acting younger, all of their cells. And so I thought that was such a good news piece of information of like little changes. You know, people are like, oh, seriously, you know, is it really that big of a deal to add some extra fruit on my breakfast? You know, is it really that big of a deal to put vegetables on my sandwich? You know, whatever. Do I really need to put beans in my salad like you keep telling me? It's like, oh my gosh, yes. These little things actually matter, and research like this gets me excited because it proves you don't need to do big overhauls to have younger, better cells and health.
Yeah, I'm about to lose my nerd marbles, too. So, and then how would that manifest itself? Like, okay, if I have younger cells, do I have smoother skin or less wrinkles or a spring in my step? What? How do I know, or how would I feel it?
Yes, all of those things. It would be in blood work. So when you go to your doctor and you're looking at things like triglyceride levels and cholesterol levels, blood pressure, blood sugar, those things would look better. So that's metabolic health. It would also be outward health. When your metabolic health is healthy, you look it. Your eyes look shinier. Your skin looks better. Your energy level, like you said, the spring in your step, the energy levels that you have are different. So younger cells are really healthier cells, and that can be shown inside of your body and out.
Since you've become the sort of baroness of beans here in Chicago, my wife Brenda has been adding garbanzo beans or these little white chickpeas into salads and things, and they sometimes don't have much taste at all, but here comes the fiber, and they'll take on the flavor of the salad dressing or the cucumber or whatever was next to it, right?
Yes, and why I'm so, you know, I don't know, always in a bean bonanza over here, is because they have so much more fiber than a lot of other foods. So, like, for example, if you're looking at, like, a half of a cup of cooked beans, they're generally in the ballpark of, like, 8 grams of fiber for just that half of a cup, versus something like you think, oh, gosh, you know, I'm eating a half a cup of broccoli, that's so high. Well, it's got fiber. It's got about 2 grams of fiber. But that half a cup of broccoli, 2 grams, versus a half a cup of beans being 8 grams, obviously the mathematicians in the audience can see that's four times more fiber. So actually, just opening a can of beans, rinsing them and draining them, and putting them in stuff you're already eating is great. You don't have to sit there and eat it by, you know, the bowl full, you know, just adding. And I love roasted chickpeas or even roasted edamame, which are soybeans, as like a crunchy snack. And they sell them already roasted. Like, you don't have to roast them yourself. You can buy them in a pack, and they're a great afternoon snack.
Yeah. Dawn, steaming or heating, cooking in some way these beans or vegetables, that does not diminish the fiber value or content?
No, it does not. And in fact, you know, one of the things that I do encourage people is to try these canned beans, because then, it cuts down on cooking. You know, fresh cooked beans take a very long time. And so whether you're doing it at home or doing the canned version, which is like cooked for you, you're getting that same amount of fiber.
Got it. Do you have a question or comment for Dawn? 312-981-7200. Does an apple peel have more fiber than the meat of the apple?
It's not necessarily more fiber, but you would get more fiber if you ate both. So there is fiber in the peel. There is fiber in the actual apple itself. But eating both gets you about 4 grams of fiber per apple. So 4 is great. I mean, hey, by the way, I should tell you, our goal is about 30 grams a day. So even in the study, people who were eating, you know, close to 20 were getting benefits. But really, the recommendation across the board is about 30 grams. And sad facts, people. We are in about 13 grams, maybe. So we don't get anywhere close to what the research was showing.
All right. Well, do this for me.
Or
do
what
this.
We should have.
Do
yeah.
this for me. So I need 30 grams. Tell me what I need to do today to get to 30 grams.
Oh, okay. Let's go for breakfast. If you think about, how about a bowl of oatmeal? So 1 cup of cooked oatmeal is 4 grams. And gosh, do I like raspberries. So I'm going to put a cup of raspberries on there for 8 grams. So raspberries are fabulous. So what does that take us to?
12.
Okay, that's about how much people eat in an average day in America for their full day. So we've got that. But, you know, at some point we could say, you know what, that seems kind of like I need something else in there. I could put 1/4 cup of almonds in there and get 4 grams of fiber. So I have, you know, a kind of a loaded oatmeal bowl in the morning. In the afternoon, I could have a sandwich, and I could say to myself, you know what, I'm going to spread 1/2 avocado on that sandwich. Instead of mayo, instead of whatever, 7 grams of fiber in 1/2 avocado. Okay. And then, you know what, I'm going to have some sprouted whole grain bread. I always listen to Dawn, and she's always saying, eat the whole grain bread. Well, guess what? You get about 5 grams of fiber for each slice of that. So now I have 2 slices of bread with some avocado spread on, or whatever you want to put in that sandwich. So tomatoes probably get you 1 gram. Lettuce probably gets you 1 gram. Put in, you know, your roasted chicken that you did. Great. And that's just a sandwich on the side. Okay, afternoon, I want a little snack. I said, oh, gosh, I love those roasted chickpeas. I'm going to have 1/2 cup of roasted chickpeas, 6 grams of fiber.
Wait a minute. How am I going to eat
chickpeas?
Wait. Hold on. What am I doing to eat the chickpeas?
Yeah.
You're going to have me just eat some chickpeas?
Oh, okay. So keyword I'm using is roasted. Roasted chickpeas turn into little crunchy, almost like peanuts. They're delicious. And they're flavored in all sorts of interesting flavors, like the buffalo or ranch or nacho cheese or just salt and pepper or vinegar and pepper. Mm-hmm. So you can have delicious. They taste like little, you know, nuts. So that's chickpeas. Just 1/2 cup, a little, you know, 6 grams of fiber. But you know what would taste great with that? Something like more juicy. How about I have a pear with it? 1 medium pear is about 6 grams of fiber. Anybody adding this up now?
I am. 47.
I'm at 47 grams, and I just finished my afternoon snack, and I needed 30 for the day. So even if I slept on dinner and I didn't even eat 1 gram of fiber, I am already there. And how am I doing this? I'm doing it with whole grains. I'm doing it with beans. And I'm doing it with fruits and vegetables. That is where you find fiber. So you don't need to necessarily do very much other than say, look down at your plate. I'd call it a plate check. And say, hey, do I have whole grains here? Do I have fruits and vegetables here? In your day, do a little bean check. You know, have I had any beans today? And you can get there. It's very, very, very doable. Oh, and you know what? For dessert, if I had an ounce of dark chocolate, I could have 3 grams of fiber for that. And if I decided I'm not a chocolate person and I wanted popcorn, for 3 cups of popcorn, that's 4 grams of fiber. So So you can even have fun with your fiber, adding up to 30, 40, 50, 60 more or grams.
51 grams in that case, so we're going to need more toilet paper. 630 texted in and said, I love Thursdays with Dawn. I started adding chickpeas to my Greek yogurt. It's easy and doesn't change the flavor. Hey, Dawn, says another listener, I made vegetarian sloppy joes using lentils instead of meat. Absolutely delicious. Tastes just like the meat version. Thank you for nudging me to try new things. And one more like that. Tell Dawn you can make ice cream with kefir and really ripe fruits. I took watermelon and added the juice in chunks and froze it with plain kefir. It was awesome. You writing that one down, Dawn?
I love these. This is the kind of stuff that I live for. The idea of trying new things, testing it out, having a good time, making ice cream. Like, I love that. And if you're not familiar with kefir, I call it the cousin of yogurt, basically. It's like a drinkable form of yogurt, but it has even more of those healthy, good bacteria, good probiotics in there. So I think kefir is just a wonderful base for whether it be smoothies or even better, ice cream, like they say.
A lot of our listeners are asking questions about fiber supplements, and I'm going to let you respond to that after you at least address that question that we left hanging last week. What do you have as a suggestion for this woman who's trying to get her husband to eat some of these healthy things at night?
Yeah, okay. So here's how I do it with all of my clients. I call it the want, balance, own system. And so I always ask, what do you want to eat? I can balance anything. I can make anything that you want to eat into a balanced meal and then sit down, own it, mindfully enjoy it, chew it, you know, don't overeat it. But let me give you an example, okay? I love tacos. I think tacos are fun. I think everybody thinks about parties, you know, it's like tacos. Well, okay, so instead of a typical taco, what you would do is you make yourself like a taco bowl. And so let's think about all the things. So you're eating this taco, which is a craveable vibe, and you're putting a bunch of, let's say, shredded, I love coleslaw, by the way. If you did a shredded cabbage mix in there, lettuce, tomatoes, blah, 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 you got your vegetables down, great. Then what is a taco bowl? Well, you could have quinoa, or you could have brown rice, or even better, you could have cauliflower rice with your brown rice, so you get an extra vegetable in there. And hey, what do you have to make it with? You can make it with beef, you can make it with turkey, or I'm a flexitarian, I'm flexible, meaning I'm going to do probably both turkey and black beans or turkey and lentils. I'm going to mix those together, and then I'm going to top it with guacamole, which is avocados, and I'm going to top it with salsa, which is tomatoes. And so, like, you have a very craveable meal, but your ratios are different than a typical taco eater. You're eating a ton more vegetables with that, but you're still getting, you know, your taco seasoned meat that you like, blah, 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 blah. I get another example. Well, I guess this is in sort of like the same kind of category of my kind of food. But like the other day, I was really wanting, I saw on Instagram, loaded fries. I was like, gosh, loaded fries sound amazing. This is great. Okay, guess what? Potatoes are a good, wholesome food. So whether it's white potatoes or sweet potatoes, cut up into like fry shapes. Then I put black beans on there. I'm always with the slaw. I put slaw on there. I put tomatoes. I put a little cheddar cheese, green onions, jalapeno, cilantro, avocado. I had 2% Greek yogurt as like my sour cream topper. And it was like loaded up. So I baked the fries and then I put all these toppings on. And it was so much fun to eat. It was so delicious. And those are all wholesome, real foods. So this really does not have to be boring.
Want, balance, own. Here's what I want. Now balance it out and then own it. Take your time, eat it, enjoy it, and be satisfied with that. Want, balance, own. Okay, here's some questions from our listeners for Dawn Jackson Blattner. Let's start with Jean. What can we do for you, Jean? You're on the air.
Hi, Dawn. My husband and I love your segment, too. We're always driving at this time on Thursdays. I wanted you to comment on people using a fiber supplement like Metamucil, either instead of their fiber through diet or in addition to it on a daily basis.
Thanks for the call. I'll let you listen as you drive.
Great question. Yes, thanks for listening. The biggest thing is a yes. Yes for fiber supplements. But in addition to, you guys should remember the word supplement means in addition to. So supplement is never, ever, ever going to do the job of real food fiber. But, I mean, hey, if you're struggling to get, you know, up to your 30, it can be a great source of quickly getting 3 grams, 5 grams, 7 grams, but it's really not going to get you all the way there. So use it, but you got to still do it with food too.
Thanks for the call. Dawn, fiber. I hesitate to mention my secret. Fiber One cereal has 18 grams in 2/3 of a cup, 65% of daily fiber, and it tastes great. Do you know about Fiber One cereal, Dawn?
Yes. So Fiber One cereal is great. The biggest thing to know about fiber is you get the biggest bang for your buck with a variety of sources. So like saying you put that in your diet is excellent. Yes, thumbs up, three thumbs up, as I like to say. Like, it's amazing. But also, you can't rely on just one food source to get all of your fiber, because there's different types of fiber in beans versus Fiber One cereal versus raspberries versus pears versus garbanzos. So you really, the idea is, yes, have favorite fiber foods. I think that's wonderful. And don't get all your fiber from one place. Here's a big trick. You have a fiber cereal like that. You can have mash it up a little bit, and you can put some dark chocolate with it, and then put it in little mounds, and you sort of have like a evening fiber dark chocolate crunchy treat. It is delicious. It is so good.
This is John with Don Jackson Blattner. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, hi. I looked into chia seeds a long time ago. They're supposed to be really good. C-H-I-A. What could you say about those chia seeds?
Yes. Well, the first thing I'm going to do is sing a song for you. Ch-ch-ch-chia. Ch-ch-ch-chia. I love those things. They are not only fun when we were a kid to grow chia pets, but they are legit a major superfood loaded with nutrition. They are very much known to swell to about 10 times their size in water. So they actually end up being very filling. They're a great source of fiber. They're a great source of good for you fats. And I love them because they're, like you said, kind of easy to put in anything and everything. I have some recipes for chia pudding on my website, which is basically just your favorite milk and chia seeds. And they sort of gel up and make a really delicious a dessert type treat that is healthy enough actually for breakfast. So very nice. I love chia seeds. Also in that family are flax seeds. So, you know, I have in my fridge both chia seeds and flax seeds, and I kind of mix and match.
Does Dawn, does a homemade smoothie of strawberries, banana, Greek yogurt, and milk have fiber?
Oh, yes. So even, I get the question. The question is, if you're blending up all of these fiber-rich foods, do you still get the fiber count? And yes, you still get the fiber, even if you're blending it up in a blender. But the biggest thing when you're making smoothie anatomy, just remember you're looking for like a piece or a cup of fruit max. And then you're looking to sort of round it out with things like the kefir or the Greek yogurt. Got to put handfuls of spinach in there. If you haven't done it in a smoothie, it is just the best thing ever. It's like secretly eating a salad in the morning, but you don't even taste it. It's so great. So, you know, be sure that it's not just all fruit to help you have more variety.
I got 30 seconds left. Mike, you had a question. What can we do for you with Dawn?
One more question about the dreaded hot dog. Dawn has mentioned that there are bad dogs with the nitrates, but that the evil brother is those nitrate-free, quote, preservative-free hot dogs. I'm wondering if because they basically do the same thing, can I go to that big box store and have one of those delicious hot dogs, or am I still better off having the ones that say that they're nitrate and preservative free?
Oh my gosh, I love this question. So knowledgeable. So yes, even those hot dogs that say nitrate free on the label still have celery powder in there that acts very similar in your body. So you're right in terms of the nitrate content, they're going to be the same. But the only advantage you have when you're making it yourself is that you can change the type of meat that you're having. So you can do more of like a chicken dog or a turkey dog when you're at home. So yes, you have slight advantage when you're home. But, you know, as I say, if you're doing it once in a while and you're going to go and it's going to bring you joy and the rest of the day you're eating your oatmeal and beans and nuts and seeds and veggies and fruits, go for it.
DonJacksonBlattner.com is the website. On Instagram, DJ Blattner. Let's talk next week, Don.
I love it. Favorite time. Thanks, John.
America's favorite nutritionist.